Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Women and children in the faint of heart may wish to leave now.
And I tried to glue it, and it wouldn't glue, so I put some tape on it, and the tape's not really holding it. And I'm like, well, shit, that's fine. It's okay. Well, the other side, this is like toward the back of the headset, just below the swivel.
Mm-hmm.
I got another crack on the front side of the headset, on the other side of the swivel.
Oh, God.
And it cracked, so now the headset was like hanging by the... by the interior inside cord.
Jesus. And I'm
like, well, I can't wear it like this, you know? And it just disintegrated when I pulled it off my head. Like, how the hell is that? So
yeah, it's time for a new headset, dude.
I don't know how old this one is. I don't think it's that old.
Is it older than 3 years?
I don't know. Well, you know, the first one I bought, like when we first started podcasting,
right?
I bought the G900. And I loved it, and I kept it. It had it for like 10 years.
Right.
So, and this one's the G930. And I might have had it 2 years tops.
Okay.
I really feel like I should have gotten 10 years out of it. But, man, this plastic is just breaking. So I go to glue the other break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a pretty clean break. And I go to glue it, and there's chunks of plastic falling off of the cracked part. And I'm just like, what the hell? I mean, so I'm like dumping glue on it, and the glue holds for like a second, and then it doesn't. And I glue it again, and then I put some tape on it, and I wrap it up real good, so maybe it'll stay. And it's not. I mean, this headset's not long for this world. That's really aggravating me. Yeah, and you know the sad thing is, I had like 3 G900s.
Oh, geez.
Well, because I had one, and I liked it so much I bought them for my kids. But, you know, right. You never buy these things for kids because they get destroyed.
Well,
so,
yes. I mean,
yeah. So, like, the microphone was broken off of one, and the other one, the dongle that sticks out of your computer, was bent sideways.
I know what you mean, Ferb. It does seem like more than 104 days.
Hello, and welcome to episode 81 of Palka, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am one of your hosts, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Today is the 81st day of summer, and this means it is the day that the GCRN finally gets back to continuing on with our Phineas and Ferb review podcast, 104 days, 104 episodes, whatever we're going to be calling it. The podcast organization, without a cool acronym, there's 23 days left, folks. Even though, once again, you know, behind the scenes, I haven't edited any of the other episodes yet. I need to do that.
You got this.
I can't sit here for more than 2 hours at a time doing anything at the computer anymore. I'm too old. I'm too fat. Yeah, it's not good.
Wow. Okay. I'm not going to complain about being old and fat ever again.
It's not good. In the almost year and a half that we've been here, especially with the year that was last year.
Right.
And my hindsight is like 75 pounds over what I was when we moved out here.
Wow.
Yeah, not good. Anyway, Phineas and Ferb, we got a big one tonight. We got an hour-long episode. Where's Perry?
Where is Perry?
Mom, don't forget to water the plants. We'll be back before you know it.
It's so exciting. I remember our trip to Africa.
That was Arkansas.
Oh, that's right. But you have fun in Africa.
My university chum Ignatius has been trying to get us to visit his animal research station for years now.
I bet Perry's looking forward to meeting all the wild animals.
Oh, there you are, HP. We've intercepted a text from Doofenshmirtz, and we need you. I'm sorry, HP. You know we wouldn't do this if it weren't an emergency. I'm afraid you're going to have to miss your family vacation. Use host escape diversion technique B-17.
Hey, you okay, boy? Oh no, I think he's sick.
Oh, he doesn't sound well enough to travel, hun. Maybe we should leave him at home.
Sorry, kids, your mom's right. The airline forbids transport of animals who are ill.
Are you a pilot?
No, I'm a dentist. I just like wearing these hats.
The dentist is right, boys. Your mother is right.
You know, if Perry can't go, then Ferb and I will stay home with him.
Don't be silly, sweetie. You enjoy your trip. Grandpa and I will take good care of him.
Flight 4311, now boarding.
Well, okay. We're sure gonna miss you, little fella. Feel better soon. Eat all your food and get plenty of rest. We'll see you in no time.
He's on a train down to Africa.
I'm going to say this right now. This might be another one of the very rare times where it is an episode where I am not in season three. It's very rare that I say this, that I am not annoyed by Candace. But seriously, this is one of those episodes where not all of the focus is on Candace, and the parts that she is in, I really, really dug.
They are really good.
Yes, yeah. Yes, they are.
I know. They gave her a title, and
yeah, Queen of the Monkeys. Yeah,
getting ahead of ourselves, but yeah, it was really well done. This is a really well done episode, and I really think that this should have been, if not was planned to be, a movie. Because you've got an hour of content here, and they could have padded it out a little more, you know, and made an hour and a half movie out of this. It wouldn't have been as good, let's say, as Second Dimension, but they could have done something more with it. And it's really unusual for them to take a two-parter and spread it over two actual episodes. Usually a two-parter is like two 15-minute episodes.
Yep.
And those are generally really good. In fact, I got about 15 minutes through this one, and I think it was about 15 minutes in before anybody said, hey, where's Perry?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, we're 15 minutes into this episode already. Oh, that's what it was. We were 15 minutes in before Phineas says, I know what we're going to do today.
Mm.
And I thought, well, that's really strange because we're halfway through the episode. Thinking it was a two-parter, like two 15-minute parts. And that was not the case.
No, it's two 30-minute parts.
Jumbo, and welcome to Jomo Kenyatta International Airport. Baite Bake Tambo, Kisha Dumela.
No, dear, our daughter's blonde. Here she is.
18 hours with no texting.
This one's ours.
Welcome to Africa, Candace.
We're sorry, your call could not be completed.
Cannot be completed? What is that?
Do you have an international calling card?
Oh, no, I don't. Give me yours.
I do not have one.
I got a card. Pick a card, any card.
Don't magic me. This is serious.
Who's magicking? I'm just giving away cards.
Yeah, so to get this out of the way before I forget, the Flynn Fletchers are off on an African safari, leaving Perry at home to deal with Doofenshmirtz and his most evil plot yet to take over the OWCA. But when Doofenshmirtz accidentally zaps Carl the intern with his ultimate ugly-inator, I'm sorry, evil-inator.
Evil.
Yeah. Carl takes over the Alka and imprisons Doof and Monogram. Agent P steps in, but gets zapped with Doof's mini-rays, and in the cliffhanger of all cliffhangers, disappears. Dun, dun, dun. I remember this. They did, obviously, as a two-parter.
Yeah.
Originally aired July 26th of 2012 for part one and part two. Part two aired August 24th. Oh, wow. This is like a month apart. Really? July 26th and August 24th. Wow, they made us wait a whole month between airings on Disney Channel US.
That's just rude.
Wow.
Well, that they disintegrate him, though. I mean, I was like, oh.
Yeah. What happened? Perry kind of dead.
He kind of did. he did.
He's a platypus. He doesn't die much. and it's funny that July 26th and what did I say? August 24th were the Disney Channel premieres. The Disney XD premieres were August 4th and September 1st. So yeah, still a full month in between part one and two. That's crazy to me.
Because you think, wow, is this the end of the season? Are they going to leave it like this until technically, we're damn close to the end of the season, so yeah. I'm surprised that a lot of people weren't, you know, thinking this was it. This was the cliffhanger until next season.
That's what I originally thought.
I originally thought, this isn't ending. this is the end of the half. I had to go back and check like how many minutes I'd watched already. Like, a minute? This isn't right. Am I in part two?
No. And that's kind of the good thing about Disney Plus this time, because they have it as part one as a single episode and part two as a single episode. It's not just Where's Perry put all together as one big long hour long thing.
Yeah,
it's two.
Again, that'd be an hour.
Yeah.
Perry is oppressed by the man. You know, when you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm so glad I got the day off. And you know, I'm going to go on vacation. And your boss calls and says, yeah, you got to come in. For you. Well, I've already rescinded your vacation. You got to work. It's like, what? But my whole family's going on vacation. And I'm like, nope, sorry, you can't go.
But don't you know, home is where the heart is. And apparently the heart's in Africa.
The heart is on a vacation trip to Africa. I've never wanted to go to Africa so bad now. I'm like, they make it look so enticing.
I mean, you know, between these dreams and what's the other one? Totem. Holding the line. Yeah, holding the line. I was going to say, between these dreams and holding the line, my heart's in Africa. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's, I mean, they even take all their friends. You know, if I were going on a vacation with my kids and my kids are like, hey, can I bring all my friends? I'd be like, well, do your friends have $5,000 to get you on an 18-hour flight to Africa? Because I don't think they do.
Again? Again. Running gag with this entire podcast. Again, where are Linda and Lawrence getting their cash, for their overflow of cash from? And honestly, this is someone who isn't a parent but was obviously the child of a parent. Clearly. Every time we had field trips, anytime we did anything, whether it was just vacations, whatever, it wasn't the, like, I seriously think there is something wrong with the Garcia Shapiro, Van Stomp,
Baljeet's parents.
Baljeet's parents. Like, I seriously think there's something wrong with all these parents because they're just shoving their children over to the Flynn Fletchers and they're, you know, not living up that. To the responsibility. Because my point is that anytime we ever went anywhere, my mom, I'll be like, oh, can my friends come? Well, can their parents come? And the parents would come with, like, anytime we had, specifically a family. Well, I mean, a major.
All the families went together?
Like going to, like, let's say Disney World, okay?
Okay.
Let's say it's me. And my cousin,
I would never in a million years volunteer to take someone else's kids to Disney World. That is like way too much responsibility.
That's what I'm saying. But that's my point. Okay. Yeah. That's my point. They are taking all these other children with them to Africa. If my mom and I were going to Africa along with any of my family members or my friends or whatever, though, like, my aunt and uncle are not just going to shove my cousins onto my mom. They're going to come with us. Like when we all went, like I've been to Disney World in Orlando in my lifetime. I believe it's either 5 or 6 times. A couple of the times I don't remember. There was one time in 82, one time in 83, which I was 2 and 3 years old. So I don't remember those too much. Okay. There was like that's 1 or 2 times. There was 2 times between 86 and 90 that I went.
Yeah.
And then there was like 1 or 1.5 times in like 94 and 95 that I went. So, but those times that I don't really remember, I have pictures of basically all the kids, all the family, but everybody's together. It's not just a certain set of parents, you know, lunging their kids off on other parents kind of thing.
Right, right.
Yeah,
yeah. So. I can't. I mean, it's one thing to say, "Oh, hey, can you take my kid to Africa with you. But it's another thing to say, oh, yeah, I'm going to Africa and I'm going to take responsibility for everyone else's kids.
Yeah, exactly. I
mean, you don't know what's going to happen. In fact, they get out there and they disappear for a week. So,
I know, right?
Nobody seems to care. I'd be insane. I'd be going nuts. It's like, oh, my God, where are these people? I'm responsible for their kids and they're gone. And anyway, yeah, I just don't understand. I get it for plot purposes, sure. But, you know, it's like, this is just too much drama.
Yeah. I mean,
immediately you're on the plane and Buford's like, I want to sit here. You know, and he's pushing everybody out of the way or pushing Belgique out of the way, which is typical. But, you know, he's in an aisle seat. He doesn't realize his elbow is going to get smashed every time the cart goes by.
Yeah, really. It should have been Isabella, Belgique, and then Buford. Buford on the window.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Isabella has smaller elbows than the two of them combined. I mean, look at her arms. That's all I'm saying. So her elbow probably wouldn't have got smashed by the cart every time it came by.
Yeah, she could pull in. Yeah, she'd be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
She'd be fine. I don't know. Maybe he should have been in the middle. I don't know if I'd want him sitting by me at all because, you know, he eats brains.
Ew. Yeah. A little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper.
No, garlic and butter.
You cannot solve every problem with your muscles. Sometimes you need brains.
Yeah, like for dinner. A little bit of garlic, a little bit of butter. Brains are delicious.
Oh.
Eat a little bit of garlic, a little bit of butter. I mean, he's not wrong.
Another
right?
90s reference, but yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't eat brains. I'm not a zombie. Thank you. Stop it. Don't do that. It's bad enough when Steve does that. Don't you start doing that.
But seriously, everything is better with a little garlic and a little butter. I mean, he's not wrong. Garlic makes everything better. You don't judge the amount of garlic by the recipe. You know, you judge that with your heart. And usually my heart says an entire like head of garlic.
Oh, Lord.
Just keep grating until you get a like, huge pile. But yeah, a little garlic, a little butter. Everything tastes better that way. A little Parmesan cheese on top.
Oh, Jesus. All right. So the songs in this episode, we had two instrumentals. We had the Fireside Girls anthem and the Izzy's Got the Frizzies anthem, or instrumental.
Instrumental, right.
We had On the Savannah. We had...
That was a great song.
I wasn't feeling it, but okay.
Party song? No, I mean, yeah. That song was like, you know, one talking lion away from getting a cease and desist letter from the Lion King.
You know, that's the funny thing about that song. I'm like, man, I don't hear this song. Like, I don't hear this song. I hear Elton John. I hear Tim Rice. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing
gonna
the circle
be
of life.
The greatest king. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not, whatever On the Savannah is, I have no friggin' clue because I was not hearing that the entire time this song was playing. I was hearing,
all right, everyone, load up. We are going on a safari. On the savannah, cross the East African Rift, give the baboon a big banana, and go cheetah if you get my drift. Some sleep in the daylight, and then they hunt by night. Not a single track. Not a fence in sight, and I'm feeling all right on the savannah. Sailing through the seas of velvety belt, there's a funky little hippo on the cross. Click on your safety belt and lock it off. That's how we roll. You're compelled by the gazelle. That's half a feast with the wildebeest. Better keep your eye on the sleeping lion. Then you'll be polite, you'll get your fight. Still we're feeling all right on the savannah.
And this, everyone, is the Anchata Gorge. They call it Haijulikani Wadi.
That's beautiful. What's it mean?
Uncharted Gorge.
Wow, they really nailed that name.
You know, the circle of life and yes. Hakuna Matata and all of that.
But I love the Lion King songs. And I just felt home. This was like a big Lion King hug.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, fiddly-dee.
Fiddly-dee.
Small world. No, no, never sing that again.
Never. But the funny thing is they're on the safari, and this song is playing, and it reminds me of the safari ride at Disney Animal Adventure. And, like, if you've never been, totally go do that. Huh?
Jungle Cruise?
No. At Animal Adventure, it's a separate park, right?
Okay.
And they literally have a zoo there, and they put you in a people transport. It's like a, you know, like kind of like what they were in. It was like this right. big forest vehicle, and you drive through the park, and they point out the alligators and the hippos and the giraffes and the lions and all the other with the wildebeests.
That's funny.
It's really neat, especially if you never in a million years are going to go to Africa. Then totally go to Disney World and do this this African safari, because it is really cool. Yeah, there's like no gates or fences between you and the animals. You know,
jeez,
yeah,
that's
it's neat.
That's a little much, I would say. Well,
the park is made in such a way where, you know, I don't think you're in danger of them getting close to you, but
right.
it's. The perception is there that if they really wanted to,
they could jump up
on the vehicle. But yeah, I mean, I've done that a few times, and it's always fun.
Very cool, very cool.
Good times. We didn't even talk about the Innator. The Innator is like the best evil Innator ever.
Except it's the ugliest. Like, seriously.
What? No.
No, it is. That
it's
thing.
A skull with horns and spikes and a huge eyeball. It's perfect.
It's not even a good skull. Like, there are awesome skulls out there. Don't get me wrong. I've seen enough Punisher variants to know. But I'm sorry. That skull looks like a kindergartner made it, and it was horrible.
Well, it's a kid's program. I mean, we're not here to, you know, make people wet themselves, you know.
Well, I mean...
That would be hilarious.
I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, Nicolas Cage is going to come riding up on a motorcycle and, you know, have a fiery skull ball with him. But, you know, I mean, come on. It was more ugly than anything else to me. But, yes, everything Evilinator. Doofenshmirtz wants to make Monogram evil so he can take over Auka. And, of course, the ray doesn't hit Doofenshmirtz. It hits Carl, and Carl becomes competent, finally.
Competent. He just becomes evil. He has a skull of his own. He's like caressing the skull. It's like, whose skull is that? You know,
that would be the Kingdom of the Crystal Skulls. Is what that would be. Hey, at least it ain't snakes.
I thought it was Yorick. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well.
Yes, yes.
I don't know whose skull it was. It was probably his mom's. He used to live in mom's basement, but now he lives in her room because she's dead.
Man, Carl's going to have his own true crime show here in a little while, I guess.
Yeah, really dark, really quick.
Holy crap. Yeah, it did. Who the hell are you? What the hell are you talking about?
What's going on here? Yeah. It's like I don't know you anymore.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, damn, I didn't realize you were this dark.
This is really dark. Well, he ends up with his own robot army. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes.
So,
we already knew that Carl likes to make robot duplicates of everybody, so.
Yeah. He borrowed Buford's body cast of everyone.
Yeah.
He's got a cast of everyone.
Yeah.
They build a highly unconventional vehicle out of a huge pile of scrap.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, it's like, I don't think that's even a vehicle. It's like a big metal chimera.
With a, yeah. It's a... You're going to like this.
What?
It's a trans tech, is what it is. It's a trans tech vehicle, is what it is.
No, it's like somebody was designing an Animorph and just decided that one animal wasn't enough. They had two or three or four.
Well, yeah, you throw in a little Cheetor, you throw in a little Rat Trap. Botanica's the tail. You got plants coming all out of all orifices for her. Next thing you got to do is just put a Tankor head on it, and you're good to go. Smash.
Ash. Is that Fat Tankor or Fast Tankor?
No, this is not IDW Tankor. This is Beast Machines Tankor. This is Rhinox's dead soul in a dumb body.
Well, that's Fat Tankor. He says, no, they call me Fast Tankor. It's like, that's not what they call you. it's funny.
Yes.
Oh, well, speaking of metal, Carl has a song. It's an evil song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that great, but
no.
But he's got his own curvy pharmacist backup singers.
Hell yes, he does.
I was like, he's got twice as many as Doof.
Yeah. And did you notice that all different hair colors, but all the same masks?
Well, it looked like they were all duplicate. Like they were all kind of like a weird clone, right? Yeah. But they have a rainbow of hair, matted, like blonde, brunette, red, mm-hmm. not like anything bright or colorful, but just an array. And I was like, this is really neat. It's interesting and yet at the same time lazy.
Yeah.
And I say lazy from like an artistic point of view, where again, they're all identical except for the hair color. But it's almost like they're more background eye candy than backup singers.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not that great a song, but I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. I like that part.
Yeah, very, very cool.
Normally, Doof's backup singers, they don't look identical unless they're like showgirls where they'll have the same headdress or whatever. Uh-huh. Normally, they're like, like two or three girls and they look different,
Yeah.
And usually at least one of them's like, oh, yeah, she's kind of cute for a cartoon. But here they're all identical. It seemed like the symmetry. Yes, it was symmetry. They were there to be symmetrical
mm-hmm.
in the background.
Absolutely.
Kind of weird.
Yeah. That cliffhanger, though. Holy crap.
I know. They blew him up. I was like,
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'll wait till next week to find out what happens to Barry. You have to wait 1 month until you find out what happens. Yeah.
Well, again, it's like, I've been watching this for half an hour. This is a whole episode, and they're leaving me with this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know. But also, we get Flynn Fletcher robots.
Yes, that's true.
It's like all of Carl's and Nader's are a Flynn Fletcher family member.
Yep. And the cool thing about Carl's robots is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she's second dimension, first dimension, seventh dimension, a robot, or whatever. Candace is always going to drop everything when
for Jeremy.
And the Candace robot, and I know I'm way ahead, but hell, this is a two-parter, so we'll talk about all of it in different parts. But, she records the message, or records the conversation with Jeremy that she has at the house or whatever else, and right when she goes to sacrifice herself, she plays the message, and it's like, oh, Candace got a moment. And that's the cool thing for me for this episode is that Candace has moments. She's not the in-your-face focus of it.
It's not the Candace show.
No, it's not the Candace show.
It almost devolves into the Carl show.
It pretty much does devolve into the Carl show.
Yeah, he's not my favorite character. He's meant to be a background character.
He is, and I know sometimes that you don't even like him in the background at certain points that you've
sometimes
complained.
Not.
Sometimes. I'm not saying all the time, but the fact that he's, like, I mean, We've talked recently in the last 4 or 5 episodes about how Doof really isn't evil. He's just incompetent and things like that. Like, Carl, evil Carl basically just wants extra credit. He wants to take over the tri-state area. He wants to take over the world for extra credit. He doesn't want a billion, a million. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is he in evil college and you know they're gonna give him bonus points for being extra evil? I don't understand what he's talking about.
That's the thing. Like, the whole point with Carl is he's been an intern at Alka, and he's been an unpaid intern.
He's not being paid, but he's getting college credit.
Yeah, and but it doesn't.
What kind of college gives you extra credit for being a terrible person?
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense. College. It's like, I didn't spend 8 years in freaking evil college to be called Mister.
Dr. Evil, yes.
Dr. Evil. I am a doctor. Dr. Evil.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready to move on to part two? Or have we done so? All right.
Sure. I think we're kind of there.
Wait. No, not all the innators at once.
Now, what did you say?
You fool! What did you do?
Agent P.
Flynn Fletcher, I am sorry, you have no reservation.
I used to put up with too much aggravation. But take a look at me now, I got a new vocation. You heard it here first, cause I'm the one who said it, yeah, I'm evil.
He's evil!
I'm evil for extra credit.
It's Showtime Synergy. The latest review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network is here. So join TFG1 Mike, Nicole Hailstorm, and myself, Lady Wreck, as we will be reviewing all 65 episodes of Joe and the Holograms in a 25-episode long podcast. You can find Showtime Synergy on iTunes and GeekcastRadio.com. We are the truly outrageous podcast that you want to be listening to.
You fool! Without Agent P's paw print, I can't unlock the computer. And without the computer, I can't take over the tri-state area.
Nice recap.
Quiet back there. You, Witch Innator, zapped him.
You know, I really am clueless.
About the Innator, or just in general?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Bah, I'll have to untangle this mess myself.
Wait, first we gotta do the waves. Doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. 1 month later.
Agent P's fate is finally revealed in the action-packed finale of the two-part television special that left Phineas, Ferb, and the gang literally hanging off an uncharted gorge, and Candace frantic over a phone call with Jeremy that left their relationship status in limbo. I don't think there's a marker for that on Facebook. Now, with Agent P nowhere in sight, Dr. Doofenshmirtz and Major Monogram square off against evil Carl, who controls a set of familiar-looking robots, to take over the Alka in one of the biggest battles yet. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 to take over the Alka. That's funny. I'm surprised they have a jet.
I'm not.
Have we seen the jet before? It looks like something not that we've seen before, but I...
Not that jet, no. And we've only ever seen Perry really have vehicles.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting. It's like X-Men, you know? Like, the floor opens up and there's a X-71 Blackbird. It just appears. Like, oh, everyone into the X-Jet. This crippled bald guy knows how to fly a jet somehow, so we're just going to climb into this jet with him.
Mm-hmm.
Mono Grandpa.
Yeah, that was funny.
Mono Grandpa, that's it.
You can't do this, Carl. You work for the OWCA.
Not anymore, Mono Grandpa.
Mono
Monograndpa. That's good. Why didn't I think of that?
Monograndpa. I thought that was hilarious. Toof was like, why didn't I think of that? That was funny. I was literally writing it down. Like, this is the funniest line ever. And then Doof is like, ha ha, he just made fun of you. the go-home-inator sends you home. Why would you make that? Unless you were just going to, like, aim it at yourself when you were somewhere that you didn't want to be.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm at this party and I hate all these people and I don't want to be here. And you just pull out your go-home-inator and point it at yourself. Or conversely, pointed at drunk people, you know, so they don't have to drive home. That would actually, see, now that's not evil at all. That's useful.
Yeah, that, exactly. That's
that
useful.
That could be very helpful. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why he would bring that with. Like, oh, I have a go-home-inator. I'm surprised Carl didn't point it at him. Go home. good times.
Part two, again, songs. So between two parts, an hour long episode, we end up with five total songs, I want to say.
I'm surprised there's not more. They usually kind of like for two parters, they cram two or three in 1.5 hour.
And I mean, this one, the only actual song besides On the Savannah instrumental is Candace with Living with Monkeys.
Jeremy's right. I shouldn't be his girlfriend. I don't belong in society. I don't deserve to be part of civilization. Candace is out. Peace. I'm going native.
Tired of all the games people play with your emotions. Tired of all the pressures of society. Tired of always feeling like I'm going through the motions. Been up with all the fretting and anxiety. So I'm leaving it all behind. The house, the car, running water, electricity.
Admittedly, that's a little strange.
Yeah, I'm living with monkeys.
Cause I'm living with
accepting me as one of their own. At least that's what I'm assuming. Not really all that bad once you get used to all the grooming.
Cause I'm living with monkeys.
That's an awesome song, though.
It is an awesome song. Very much so. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not saying it isn't. Yeah.
I like that one. But that was it?
Yeah. Living with Monkeys and then the instrumental for On the Savannah.
Hmm. But Candace, you know, she's distraught. She's inconsolable. And because she's so upset, she gets to sing a song about going native in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of country. It's a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. But, you know, I'll forgive it because her backup singers are monkeys.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I was just waiting for King Louie to show up. Because, I mean, once King Louie shows up, then it's really a party.
I want to be like you. Okay.
Like you.
Right. Even Candace isn't like her at this point because, you know, she dresses up like Tarzan and she's got the flowing hair. I'm like, this is arguably a hotter Candace. <You know? laughs> you don't even think she looks like a giraffe anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't look like a giraffe anymore.
But I like the that's Kandar. Kandar Candace. I like the Robo Candace versus Kandar Candace.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's kind of neat. You got your old look with glowing red eyes versus your new
native
Tarzan,
look.
Native look, the Tarzan look.
Candace.
Kandar.
Candace, love, Jeremy.
Brains.
Brawn.
Brains.
Brawn.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's really cool, though.
I can't believe I can actively make us have two total references in one podcast. It's a Tarzana look, kind of like Rosanna. Oh, Lord.
Rosanna.
Yeah, Rosanna was a Toto song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was Toto, really?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of Toto in this a lot of Toto references.
Exactly, and no Dorothy either. Ding, Wizard of Oz.
You go, you're just dragging everything in together. It's like a Tamagotchi of references. So you got the boys looking through. It's odd that they would say, oh, hey, I think I saw Perry over there, you know? And if you're in Africa, why would there be Perry over there? But he's over there. And they go to look for him. And I was really surprised they didn't just whip together a find a Perry machine.
Yeah.
Because ordinarily that's what they do. And I felt like that was somewhat of a plot hole.
Yeah, kind of.
But instead they're just like, I think we're going to like trek out on by foot and just find him. Follow his tracks. That could arguably be ducks.
Yeah, not good.
Well, it's not bad per se, but
right.
You know, it's just it's just kind of weird. But then they switch gears immediately, and you've got Doof trying to put together a re-goodinator
out of plane parts, so the plane won't fly anymore.
He's like, we didn't need that, did we? No. Why not just build an Evilinator again with a reverse switch? That's how these usually play out, right?
Mm-hmm. Usually.
It's like, oh, I built a reverse switch. And not only that, I built in a self-destruct button. So so we're going to put it, we're going to switch from suck to blow, and then we're going to blow it up.
From suck to blow.
That's generally how these work, right?
Oh, man. There's
how cool
no...
would it be to have a plane with a giant skull, one-eyed horned skull on top of it? It would be the best plane ever.
Yes, well, all as I can hear in my head is Rick Moranis. We got to move it from suck to blow. It's all about the Spaceballs Meter Maid or Vacuum Maid or whatever maid
Mega
she kind of was. Mega Maid, that's what it was.
Mega Maid.
That's what Doof needs is Mega Maid.
Mega Maid. That'd be the best. Well, I think we've actually seen Norm dressed as a maid once or twice. So
I don't want to see. I don't want to see Norm dressed as a maid. No, thank you.
He's not curvy like a pharmacist backup singer.
No. No, he's not.
I like how Perry has an army.
Yes.
He kind of snuck out between episodes and deputized all of the animals in the jungle.
That's right.
Yeah, and you'd think that'd be enough. Because they're all got fedoras all of a sudden. But Carl has his own army. He's got a bunch of robots. You know, speaking of Norm was in the robot army.
Yes, he was.
And I felt bad because in the end they all get trashed. We don't see Norm destroyed, we'll put it that way. But in the end, there's a bunch of parts all over the floor. And there was even a Robo Vanessa. She made like a brief cameo.
Yeah, there was a brief appearance. Actually, this episode and the next episode will have two brief appearances from Vanessa. This podcast and next episode 82 will have brief appearances from Vanessa.
Non-speaking roles.
One is so brief, I barely missed it. Seriously, it's like she walks in and then she walks right back out.
Yeah. Again, non-speaking role. You don't, you know, you see Vanessa, but you don't get the full Vanessa effect.
But you're supposed to get the full Vanessa effect.
You know, I think that we got to hear Candace sing in this episode. So if Vanessa actually opened her mouth, it would cancel it out. And they didn't want that. They're like, no. Maybe she actually said a word in this. She came out and said, "Hi there," and the just cancel out the rest of the episode. And I said, "You know what? We can't. There's too much power here. We have to wield it wisely. Bring it back."
You're busted.
You saved me. Why did you sacrifice yourself?
No, Jeremy, robot, for me.
Jeremy?
Jeremy.
Hey, it's me. So, I was trying to tell you before, but we kept breaking up. Sorry I missed you at the airport. I got caught up with my band, but I can't wait for you to hear the song we recorded. I wrote it just for you. Call me when you can. I miss you.
Wait, Jeremy didn't break up with me?
Call him.
Jeremy?
Thank you.
Jeremy! Oh, it's so good to talk to you. No, I'm so sorry about that. I was just on the top of a tree, and I didn't have any service. And then I...
Isabella, anything in the Fireside Manual about escaping from quicksand?
I'll bring it up at the next meeting.
Hey, guys! I landed up here! Should I come down?
No! Throw down that vine! No! Just one end!
Okay, but I don't know what you're gonna do with half a vine.
Is it me? It is him, right?
Buford, pull! On the vine!
Oops, sorry.
It's him.
You know what's funny is Robo Vanessa makes an appearance, which is great. But Robo Candace gets like a full story arc.
Oh, yeah, she does, yeah.
I mean, she's like, she has a complete redemption. And a cell phone for Kandar.
If Carl knows how to build all these robots and whatever else and duplicates and whatever, he's going to know because they spy on all of these people. Like, seriously, the Alka is like the CIA of Danville, essentially, because they spy on everybody. So Carl, I almost called him Kyle. Carl would know that Candace is always phone obsessed. So, of course, he's going to build a built-in thing. You know, inside the, because again, you open the robot's chest or the robot's chest opens and then there's a cell phone inside. It's like in the center of the robot chest, but essentially, let's just say it's her heart. So because she's always on her phone and it matters the most to her unless she's actually with Jeremy. So, you know,
A heart-shaped phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, so Robo Candace gets her story arc. I mean, she has like the hero's journey. It's more than most characters get.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get great lines like, "Game over, man." You know, game over. I love that.
Get a hold of yourself, Doofenshmirtz.
Get a hold of yourself. Well, it was, you know, it's a quote from Aliens.
Yeah, I know what it's a quote from.
All right, okay. I need to spell it out, but I love that.
It's bad enough they have Monogram impersonating David Caruso from CSI Miami.
Ugh. Oh, I hate that. Yeah.
Hate that
put
guy.
On sunglasses.
Yeah. Say a one-liner, put the sunglasses on.
Say a one-liner, and then it goes, yeah!
Exactly.
Like, oh, stop it. Stop it.
Now, come on. Let's go. We've got a world to save.
Wait a minute. How did you get the sunglasses to go on one side of your face? Who made these? M.C. Escher?
He was a family friend. Now get on the plane. We've got a tri-state area to save.
Oh, I'm going to take the shot. He says take the shot. I'm going to take it. You take it. Just take it. That was a great scene. Yeah, in order to defeat Carl, they have to lure him into a giant X-shaped target.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't quite get him on there. Mm-hmm. Take the shot!
It's okay, I'll use the frame as a mirror, which it wasn't a mirror at all.
No, well, it was
I mean, I guess
a clever idea.
I guess you could say it's a reflective surface, but that's still stretching it.
Well, I think in the savannah with the sun bearing down on everything, it would be mirror-esque, right? Mirror adjacent.
I don't believe in that.
Too much.
I don't believe in that adjacent area right over there.
So all of the robots, including the animal chimera bot, right, get sucked up by the plane-based magnet.
Yep.
I didn't ding. See... Ding. Who's dinging me?
I don't know, but you're being dung.
My son dunged me. He's sending me videos. I'm like, I'm not going to watch that video. It's like 24 minutes of my life I'll never get back. Yeah, anyway. But I didn't see any Norm parts in the big pile of scrap metal being sucked up into the plane.
I didn't either.
I hope they didn't leave him behind.
I mean, they left the old Norm head on Easter Island with the bird and the Rimshot app. So, I mean, you know, I assume that real Norm can find his own way back. I mean, after all, he does have weaponry.
Right. Norm is like the ship of Theseus. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Like, he's just... You replace the parts, but it's still the ship of Theseus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a WandaVision reference there.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you very much. I understand. I've watched the series. Falcon and the Winter Soldier is going to be so much better. Anyway, what would you rate Where's Perry?
I'd give it 5 stars for practically being a movie on its own.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, that was one of the things I didn't like, though, is I was going to say I didn't like that it was so damn long. It was going to be 2 parts of a half-hour episode, not 2 entire episodes. But other than that, I really liked it. Yeah. Also, the fact that the kids were gone for, like, you know, I'm assuming they were gone for, like, a day because the parents went out and they went out to dinner. Right, and they didn't even like it. It wasn't even that great of a restaurant. But
yeah,
they're at the restaurant. They come back. But it felt like the kids were missing for a week.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're out in the middle of nowhere. Okay, Gavin or Aiden or whoever's doing that, stop sending your father stuff.
I wore Panera's bread gloves for 24 hours. Okay, I might watch that.
All right, on that note, we're going to take a quick ad break so Michael can mute his phone notifications.
Sorry.
We'll be back.
This headset's supposed to be noise canceling. I don't know why that's even an issue.
Uh-huh. You need a new headset. It's disintegrated the noise cancellation. It's not active anymore.
That must be what it is.
It's inactive.
Falling off noise cancellation.
That's right. Exactly.
Did you give us a star? Did you rate this?
Yeah. Yeah, 5. 5? 5. 5. 5. 5's all around.
Sorry, I was busy reading my son's text and didn't notice. See?
Of course. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back after this.
Do you even hear the words coming out of your mouth?
By the power of Grayskull, I command the Jawbridge.
The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of all 4 Masters of the Universe cartoons, John Optimus Solo, and myself, TF2 and Mike, as we tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally, Masters of Grayskull. We'll have a commentary on the Secret of the Sword film, and a few other special episodes. You can find this 125-episode-long podcast in iTunes and on the web at geekcastradio.com. By the power and honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
Hurry, Skeletor, hurry!
I am hurrying, I'm hurrying!
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film. Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
DeCian, the superhero webcomic. DeCian's got superhero antics and sexy girls.
for action, comedy, mayhem, and more. Read it now at DASIEN.com. DASIEN.com.
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes fun is going to be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Oh, and Carl.
Yes, Major?
Recent events have brought it to my attention that you're a great help to me and, not quite sure what I'd do without you, in fact.
Really?
Yes, and as of this moment, I am officially promoting you to the title of Paid Intern.
Thank you, sir.
You understand we won't actually be paying you. It's just a title.
Of course, sir.
All right, we are back. Any final thoughts before I run through the closing, sir?
I'd bless the rains down in Africa. More Toto. Thanks.
Yes, more Toto. Actually, Weezer has a really good copy of it.
Weezer, really?
Yeah, Weezer had a really good rendition of it. It's on their Teal album. I'm not kidding. Yeah, I'll send it to you later. Or you can look it up on your phone or so. Yeah, the Teal album.
Tap.
Yep.
Here it is. Why would you show me the Africa lyrics for Weezer? It's the same as the Toto version.
No, it's the same, but it's Weezer singing it. It's not.
Oh, here's the Jimmy Kimmel version from June 13th, 2018.
Why are you looking at it on YouTube? Do it on a music service.
I just did a search on Google. It's telling me what. Here it is. Oh, this is Weezer starring Weird Al Yankovic.
Okay, we got to go, folks. Thank you for joining us here on Palka. There are several ways to get in contact with us. Early feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can send us an email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and, of course, the home where our files exist, Spreaker. You can also use any other podcatching client you choose. However, I prefer you use one of these. You can leave us feedback in iTunes if you still use iTunes. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFGU and Mike. You can follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
GeekonCT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/GeekcastRadioNetwork. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next episode of Phineas and Ferb from Season 3, which includes Blackout and What'd I Miss? For now, I am TFGU and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
But wait, there's more.
Hurry, boy. She's waiting there for you.
Wow. It was funny because I was muted there for a minute and I'm like practicing that. And it sounded better in my head.
Yeah, well, it came out on the recording, so.
Platypuses always head west when they're lost. At least I think they do. And I think this is West. I think.
Phineas, we've been thinking too, and isn't it time we, you know, found our way back?
And stop looking for Perry. Are you kidding? He's our pet. He's more than our pet. He's our friend. And I know he's out there.
We are in Africa.
Yeah. Pretty much sums it up.
Well, has he been wrong before?
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not. Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Really? You're all satisfied with that answer?
All right, well, we're turning in.
Yeah, me too.
Night.
Seriously, a platypus crosses the Atlantic Ocean, finds you on the vast continent of Africa, and no one feels this is worthy of a longer discussion?
It's been a long day, Candace. Go to sleep.
Yeah, it'll probably all make sense in the morning.
Really? That's it? Nobody's with me here?
We're talking about college and extra credit and whatever else, and I was looking for that episode
of... You weren't paying attention there. You blacked out for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, I'm carrying this fucking shit.
Yes, you are. Whatever. I wasn't, but I was looking for this thing because over on Kim Possible, which was another Disney Channel show, Dr. Draken ends up creating a fake university and ends up fooling people into it and whatever. So that's what I was going to compare that to the extra college credit thing, but I never could find the damn article. So
you do that thing where you're reading something else unrelated. You're like, I'm just like, ah, fuck. He is not even paying attention at this point.
Admittedly, that's a little strange.
There's not really any more. That's about it.